Hey, good morning.
Hello.
All right, well, as let's get our call underway today, and as I said yesterday, and more again, what a great call that was. You just covered so many points with regards to inspiring people to become a consultant. How awesome was that call? And then that we have the absolutely amazing Louis DiBianco on tap today. You've all heard him and you love him. I know you do. I see the comments on the Facebook wall after his trainings, and we're going to get into him in just a second. But before we do that, we always start our day off in gratitude. And yesterday we did a little bit of a game to get you guys to step out. I'm just going to go about it the old-fashioned way and say, who wants to step out now and let the world know that they're grateful for something, or let them know, let the whole team know that there's something exciting happening in your business? Who's going to step out this morning and share?
Hey, Kevin, this is Mark. I'll jump out there.
Hey, Mark, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we've been had a lot of things going on with procedures and medical things going on. I've had some good follow-ups. My mom's doing very well after her procedure. And through all that, we've actually had people, we've still been making contacts, reaching out, and we've actually had more people contacting us with follow-ups, and we've been able to do follow-ups contacting out. So it's been a big blessing to have people, the seeds that we've planted before are starting to show fruit, and people actually calling, contacted us. We just signed up a trainer, personal trainer and gym owner yesterday on a 30-day pack, and she brought her husband in, so we're excited.
That's way cool. So did that personal trainer contact you, or is that someone you've been working with?
Somebody we've been working with, and she just it was her time. She contacted, said, hey, I'm ready to do this.
I just love those calls, don't you guys?
Yeah, I mean they don't happen all the time, but when they do come in, it's like, wow, this, you know, it just shows doing the right action consistently. Those, you know, they do come in like that, so we're excited about that.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I've been a longtime advocate of believing in that if as long as you're in activity, the universe is going to pay you back. And you may not be getting that payback in the form you think it should be coming today, but something is happening behind the scenes on your behalf as long as you stay in activity and you have the intent to grow your business. So, Mark, thanks for that awesome share to start us off this morning.
Kevin, it's Maura.
You're welcome, Kevin.
You betcha. All right, Maura.
Yeah, I'm excited about an event that's coming up this weekend that I want to kind of put a plug in for in Toronto.
All right.
And that is Power Prospecting and a Super Saturday back-to-back, the afternoon on Friday from 12 till 5 and then Saturday 9:30 until 4. We have Dr. Paul Anderson coming to Toronto. It's going to be an incredible event. The afternoon on the Friday is for managers and above. And then on the Saturday, it's an opportunity meeting that is open to associates all day and to guests for the morning portion for free. And they can stay for the afternoon, of course, if they decide they want to become an associate as well. And the speakers, again, it's going to be Dr. Paul and Carol Fulong and Steve Bentley and Jeff Boris. And there's going to be a healthcare panel on stage with doctors explaining why and how they've incorporated isogenics into what they're doing on a daily basis, as well as helping people see how these products can truly take their health to the next level. So I just want to kind of give a boost for that event because this is something that, you know, everyone, it's volunteers that put these events together. And when we show up, it's like Cindy was talking about the Royals, right? It's that excitement. It's that energy. So not only do you come to receive it, you bring it with you too.
Wow. Awesome, Maura. Thank you for sharing that. It's going to be an awesome event. And, boy, all those names you shouted off. Got a lot of expertise going to be available for people that are wanting to learn more about these products and these great companies. So thanks, Maura. Great share.
You're welcome. Oh, and by the way, I'm hosting it, so I had to put it
on. Oh, there we go. Good for you.
Yeah,
awesome.
I was going to say.
Good for you. These days you're going to be hosting the Oscars. Who knows? You never know. All right. Who else wants to step out this morning and share a little win or gratitude?
Hi, Kevin.
This is Cindy. Okay.
I hear three of you. I heard Cindy and then a couple others.
Kathy,
and then I think there was one more. Did I hear one other person? Maybe not. Cindy, go ahead.
Just a few things to do with business life, I call it. Our wellness dinners are getting so popular. I had somebody come a week early last night.
Yeah, cool.
And it was kind of cool because she's going to play the clarinet for us. So I felt sorry for her. I think she was excited about it. So anyway, we have a launch party this Saturday, and we have our wellness dinners are commencing next week. And then I have a new cleanser that is just her attitude and, you know, just really staying the course, really made up her mind to change her life. And she just was so committed to it and so accountable yesterday, just letting me kind of know almost hourly how she was doing, which I thought was a text, and it was just really cool. And I love seeing people plug in like that. It's exciting.
Oh, that's way cool, Cindy. And you know, you'll just have to postpone your Benny Goodman concert by a week.
That's right.
I just love it when they stay connected with you and let them know what's going on. You know, oh, my gosh, I feel so much energy. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how I feel. And, you know, I just love those texts and those emails, so, or even phone calls. And these series of calls this week are right up your alley, because now you're going to know just exactly how to approach her to get to her, of course, shifted over to becoming a consultant and benefiting you, you know, as far as your advancement towards director before December 7th.
Yeah, and we're doing a welcome call tonight with someone from Crossline, the great Patty Bender, so I'm all excited about that.
Awesome, awesome. Good for you. Now, I just mentioned the date, December 7th. Does anybody know why I mentioned that date on this call?
Director
end date?
That is the end date for the Crystal Director Reset, yes. So those of you that are keeping tabs on that, you still have a few weeks left. We've got the remainder of October, of course, all of November, and 1 week in December to make that happen. And these calls this week are designed to help you all get those consultants or those people converted to consultants and get yourself there. So, Kathy, why don't you wrap up our gratitudes and wins this morning, and then we'll get right into Lewis.
Kevin, can
okay.
I have a question?
We have a gentleman that started in August, and he's just been a dream. He's so coachable. He's running on his own to some extent, you know, very quick to pick up. And he's immediately enrolled in the Ice the Body Challenge, and he's just so with us. It's great. And also there's a young woman we met some time ago. And she wanted to start, but she's a single parent and just couldn't get the funds together. Anyway, we were emailing and texting back and forth. And then I thought, I hadn't heard from her for a while. So anyway, I contacted her, and she said, oh, I've been moved in school. I want to make something of my life. So she said, thanks for checking up. But what really got me was we were out last week, and
Oh, you still there, Kathy?
Yeah.
She's struggling a bit here.
Oh, okay, honey. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, we met a woman, and we had a lovely conversation, and we exchanged information. And then at the end of the excuse me.
You take your time, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, we met, a lady at the store who, after talking with us, said, you know, I'm really in a tough spot right now. My daughter was just diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 3, I believe, and she was just undergoing initial diagnosis. And so, obviously, we backed off, of course, because she was about to rush out to the hospital to see her, and We just sent a follow-up email, and she has responded already, saying, you know, that you know, they're in for a tough battle for the girl, but we're going to keep in touch just as friends at this point. We're not mentioning Isagenix right now. She just needs someone to help the family get through this.
Yeah, somebody to hold her hand right now. Absolutely, boy, yeah. And I sense the emotion in you guys, both of you. So. our hearts go out to you and that relationship. And I know that you'll be there. You're a great couple, and she was blessed to find you guys, because you're going to be in her corner, I can tell.
Well, we'll do what we can to be there, just if she needs someone to talk to.
You know, that's what it's all about, too. When we really think about it, when we really get down to the bottom line of this whole network marketing thing, it's not about selling Isagenics. It's not about the comp plan. It's about building those long-term relationships. And so, you know, guys, it starts with a casual meeting and develops into who knows what. So, guys, I know you're going to be there for this lady and her family, and just let us know how that goes, will you?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you stepping out this morning. All right, let's get ourselves into the call. Mr. DiBianco, are you on the conference line?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to conference us out then and just let you all know that today we have just the most amazing person. I just love this guy ever since I met him, gosh, about a little over 6.5 years ago, I think so. We met first, of course, on this call. Then we met I can't remember if it was Nico that we met at first or if it was Celebration, but he's just absolutely an amazing individual. Many of you know him. He's a actor. And one of the things that I love about him right now is he's not one of what we would call a struggling actor. In fact, he could care less really whether he gets a part or not. He goes into his auditions now with a come what may attitude because of his Isagenics business is flourishing tremendously. He trains on numerous calls. Not only does he train for us here on the Team Success call, but he trains for his home team, which is the Drew Berman's team. He carries a lot of information inside that little bald skull of his, and you know what I love? He's always out there pursuing more, whether it be through personal development, CDs, DVDs, reading, engaging in other network marketing, outside training sources, whatever they are. He's always, always advancing himself, and I have a mentor, of course, many of you know that I just love James Ray, and he says, if you're not growing, you're dying, and Lewis is always growing. And he brings that to us today. I've told you on many occasions that he's been up for a Gemini, which in Canada is the equivalent to an Oscar here in the States. So that was an awesome, awesome recognition statement there for him. And he's taught acting there on several occasions. And you know what? I absolutely just think the world of him. We've seen him in commercials. We've seen him in feature films. We've seen him in sitcoms. Those of you up in Canada that were happening to see, like Rent-A-Goalie, he was in Rent-A-Goalie, absolutely hysterical father figure in Rent-A-Goalie, and acted alongside Richard Dreyfuss and Who's Cletus Tout. I mean, he's got this repertoire a mile long. I could go on and on and on, but we all just know him on this call as Lewis. And Lewis, why don't you just go ahead and take us away today? And I think, according to the Facebook wall, we're going to talk about bats or something. You got bats in the belfry today?
I sure do. Yeah.
Well, take it away.
And you know, I got to say, Kevin, that you're the master of edification. And every time you introduce me, I want to meet me all over again. So I want to thank you for that.
I'll take care of that next time I see you.
Okay. Introduce me to myself. I also wanted to give a nod and congratulations to Maura for the wonderful call she did yesterday. And all week long, we've been getting such great information about creating consultants. And so when I was sitting down to think about this, one of the things that I thought of was that there's nothing new, really, in terms of the tools that we use and the steps that we can take. So some of the stuff you're going to hear will deliberately be a form of repetition. But what I'm planning to do today is to make it new by giving you a different spin or a different look at some of the things that we do unconsciously all the time. Now, I did post yesterday on the ICER Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom wall an image. And I would love, if you haven't looked at it and you're in front of a computer now, that you do go and look at it, because it will be relevant in this conversation at some point. But before we get to that, here's how I'm going to proceed today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys what I call a recap, a kind of quick summary of the skills that we should employ when we're trying to create consultants and the systems that work most effectively for that. Like I said, you've heard some of this stuff before, but the recap will bring it front of mind. I'm going to begin with that. Then we're going to shift into the spin that I was talking to. So let's begin with the recap. The steps to take to introduce people gradually so that they will be open to being consultants. No matter who it is that we enroll, of course, the first thing is the welcome call. Now, when you speak to people about on the phone or in person, whether it be a welcome call or a follow-up call after that, the next step would be to show and communicate the vision of Isagenics with enthusiasm. Then we have the magic question that Susan has talked about, asking people, when you start to see results, you can, you know, one, and people start to notice, then there's one of three things that you can do, you know, and you're asking them which one they would like. Would they like to, you know, send the referrals to you? You'd be very happy to take them. Or would they be interested in learning how they can get their products paid for, or would they be interested in an additional stream of income? Another step, which is extremely important when you're on the phone with them, is to show them, and this is part of communicating the vision, you plus two, them plus two. And again, as a recap, the way to do that is to use the language that you have a responsibility to make them aware of what's available to them. So whether they've said they want to be a product user or they've said they want to step up for the business, you would still introduce them to the U plus two, and then they have the option to choose to use that, to take that opportunity or not. A wonderful thing to do, and I'm sure a lot of you are doing, is there are so many wonderful sites that we could be driving people to. I'm just going to single out one right now. Isaproduct.com is a must because that site, when a person understands it and starts to use it, is the fastest way for them to stand up on their own two feet, to not become dependent on you and constantly call you for questions to be answered, because the questions are answered there. Regardless of what system they're going to be doing, we have wonderful how-to videos there. There's a great video on how to do a shake day. There's another one on how to do a cleanse day. So even though you would be talking to your new person about the CD that comes with their package and encouraging them to listen to that, or if there's a DVD to watch it, definitely get them to see the videos at isaproduct.com, because then they're going to get a strong, strong visual. There'll be nothing unclear, and they'll be more likely to start standing up, like I said, on their own two feet and being able to do this independently. Plus, they will now have a very simple, accessible tool that they can pass on to the people that they bring on. So hence, we have great duplication. Then you're going to arrange, the next step would be for follow-up calls. And I'd always definitely make a follow-up call on a cleanse day. That is really, really essential to see how they're doing. Usually around midday, or if they're working, I'll touch base with them in the early evening to see how the cleanse day went. And I even build it into my approach that if a person, I've introduced them to doing two cleanse days in a row, but if at the end of the first day they're feeling shaky, they're struggling with it, I might suggest a shift that we would do one cleanse day per week for 4 weeks. So we have that follow-up conversation. Now, this is really important, and it's a step that's really easy to forget. When we talk to people, no matter what conversation you're having with them, it's so crucial to elicit the outcome that they want. So often with our enthusiasm, we're talking about what we know, what excites us, what we understand about isogenics, but that might not be hitting the mark in terms of what that person wants to know and needs to know right now. So with every conversation, I'm building in a gradient to get them closer to wanting to be a consultant by asking questions. For instance, about what their health outcome is, what would they like to see happen for them physically. I will ask questions also, when it's appropriate, about what they'd like to see in the next couple of years in terms of their financial position or their career path, which, of course, is related to their financial position. And as I'm asking those questions, I begin to guide them by painting pictures of their desires for them and then linking those pictures to the things that isogenics can provide for them. I'll give you a very concrete example. I'm working with a cleanser right now who happens to be a school teacher and teaches second grade. Now, although he loves teaching, I have elicited things from him in our conversations by asking him things like, what do you love most about teaching? And he tells me about the excitement that he gets when the children get it and the love that he feels for them, etc. And then I said, what do you like least about it? A lot of stuff came up about the politics within that system, about the general sense of frustration that a lot of teachers feel because they're terribly overworked. And a big one that he told me, I wouldn't have known unless I asked the question, he said there's very, very little recognition. Hello? What do we do best in isogenics? We recognize people. So now I have something to offer him if he continues his journey or when he continues his journey with isogenics. He also mentioned to me, which was a shocker to me, that he just learned that if he remains on the job for another 12 years, because that's going to be his retirement date, he will then retire at one half of the salary that he now receives. Think about that. Inflation, the cost of living constantly rising. However, at the end of 12 years, he will get half his salary as a retirement. And then I asked him, how does he feel about that? And he said he feels very uncomfortable and scared. Do you think that I have a candidate here, perhaps, for introducing to the consultant equation? Absolutely. And he's very, very open now as a result of those conversations we've had. So I just went over quickly 7 steps. Welcome call. Show and communicate the vision with enthusiasm. Ask the magic question. Always introduce you plus two to a product user or a person who says they would like to do the business. Send people and orient them to isoproduct.com. Arrange for follow-up calls, definitely on a cleanse day. And then with every conversation, always elicit the outcomes that the people want and paint pictures for them to show them how they can get those things. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I call a recap of the recap. Sounds funny, but you'll understand in a moment. You see, we've received so much wonderful information over the past week, and we've got so many tools that it can be overwhelming. So rather than try to copy what any specific person does, like what Sue Field does or what Maura does or what I do or what Kevin does, these would be the 3 essential things that you must cover, and you may do them each each of you in a different way. When you're introducing a person, the important thing is to immediately create a gradient of excitement and enthusiasm and inclusion. I'll say that again. You want to create a gradient of excitement, enthusiasm, and inclusion, rather than just leaving the person with, they bought something from you, thank you very much, I'll talk to you in a month and see if you liked it. That's not including a person. That's not bringing them in to give them an awesome wow kind of experience. You want to demonstrate that you care. Everyone will have their own way to do that. You want to give them tools. I mentioned one, isoproduct, but there are many. So make sure that quickly you begin to give them tools. And always keep in mind that you want to guide people as quickly as possible toward becoming independent of you. The more useful tools they have and understand, the more quickly that's going to happen. Also, the more confidence that they will be able to find their own answers. You want to stimulate their imagination, generate excitement. That's what I will call the recap of the recap. That would be the overall umbrella for the steps that you will take to assure that a person will be much more open to the conversation of becoming a consultant, even if they weren't at the very, very beginning. Now I'm going to refer to that image that I posted. I'm going to assume that all of you have either seen the image or you're going to it now and looking at it. And what it is a one of the ink blots. There are 10 ink blots in a psychological test called the Rorschach test. It's been around forever. It's very powerful. And it's amazing what you can learn from it. If you look at the ink blot, it's very likely that you will see what Kevin first saw. He saw what he called a bat. Okay? It's understandable. The image seems to have the shape of a bat. Remember, it's an abstract image. It's not a realistic portrayal of a bat. However, you can look at it again. There are many different things you can see. I'm looking at it right now, and if I split the image in half right down the middle, I'm looking at two seahorses, one on the left, one on the right. They have little crowns on their heads that point forward, and they have long beaks. If I focus only on the middle, I have a kind of insect or crawling creature that actually has two bulging eyes and two little hands that protrude. I can focus on different aspects of this and start to see so many other things. So what's the point of that? The point is that reality is perception. We see what we want to see. And we are always projecting onto the world our images of what the world is. And then our interpretation becomes, that is reality. Is it really? Someone else will see a different reality. A hypnotist can come along and temporarily hypnotize you to see the sky above you as purple. And while you're in that trance, you will be seeing the sky as purple. And that is your reality. So how is this related to creating consultants? Well, there are three major perceptions that we can call obstacles to people becoming consultants. We've all experienced these perceptions. Number one, people don't want to, quote-unquote, do the business. Number two, people say they want to build a business, but then when they get in, they do nothing. Or number three, people don't want to follow a system. They don't want to do three-way calls. They don't want to come to events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, am I saying that those things don't exist? No, no, no. They exist. I'm saying that we, through the perceptions that we have, through the expectations that we have, will often unconsciously choose the language that will lead people to make those choices, the choice not to want to do the business, the choice not to build when they say they were going to, or the choice not to do three-way calls and follow other things in the system. How do we do that? We do that with our language. The way we use language is so, so crucial. So I'm going to take a little pause to look at my notes here. Okay, so I'm going to go back to that we always find what we're looking for. In other words, our expectations will influence what we're going to find. So learn to expect that others want the benefits of our comp plan, that they want the benefits of our business. That, now, I'm going to give you an example to prove this. Isn't it interesting that if you go to a Millionaire Mind Intensive, you're going to discover that they're often sold out, that thousands and thousands of people not only have come there, people have taken time off from work to be there for 3 days. They've changed their plans with their families to be there for 3 days. And sometimes I've been to them where people have traveled from other cities and other countries to be there, and they've incurred the expense of the flight and the hotel. And why are they there? Because they are hungry for knowledge on how to create wealth. Interesting. So if people are out there in droves, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, doesn't it make sense that if you have a vehicle that will help them to create wealth, that it would actually be attractive to them? So now let's look at the language that we sometimes use. You see, we might ask a person, would you be interested in finding out how Isagenics can help you to create a home-based business? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Here's the Rorschach effect in action. When you say that, your picture of it is a very positive one. You've been to events where the business involves having fun with positive people. You've experienced receiving cycles while you sleep. You've experienced a company that treats you with tremendous respect. You know all of that. But when you use those words and you're painting that picture, the other person is looking at your ink blot, because that's your ink blot, that's what you're putting out there, and they have a totally different interpretation. They're saying stuff to themselves like, wow, home-based business? I'll never have time for home-based business. That means that I have a greater responsibility. I'm probably going to have to spend a fortune to set it up. I'm going to have to really, really inconvenience myself and my family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they might end up saying no, and then your interpretation, your ink blot on their ink blot is, oh, they don't want to do the business. No, they've interpreted your words. So perhaps it's better to use language that they're familiar with. Now, this brings me to what our role really, really is. Even, by the way, guys, even an expression like earn an extra income could trigger an image in their minds of, wow, that means the only way I earn money is by having a job. That's all they know. And so now you've unconsciously communicated to them that they should have another job. So if you'd only take one thing out of this, this would be the most important thing to take out of today's call. Your role is to guide people out of fear by making the unfamiliar familiar to them. I'll say it again. Your role is to guide people out of fear to make the unfamiliar familiar to them. So, rebates are familiar to everyone. Now, I came up with something. This is just my own invention. And by all means, you can use it or not. You can use your own. But this is just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Perhaps at the stage where I'm talking to a product user, I might say something like, would you like to simply get your products free or receive larger rebates from the company to give you some surplus cash at the end of the month? That Rorschach or ink blot might be more appealing to some people. It takes away the sense of threat and fear. Remember, if your role is to guide them out of fear, this might be a way to do it. Another thing, of course, we've talked about the three-way call. I believe that the main reason people don't want to do them is because of the language we use to set it up. If we set it up in a way that doesn't use jargon, that never uses the expression three-way call, because that language is definitely going to make the people feel that you are going to manipulate them by bringing in somebody who's also very, very slick and savvy about the business and perhaps convince them of things they don't want to do. So you're giving them a picture that now they're going to enter an arena where there's high pressure. But if you're careful about saying things to them like, I have a wonderful, wonderful friend who's helped me to have a great experience with these products and has also helped me to understand how to achieve greater success in my life. This person has become a mentor of mine. And you know what, John or Mary, I would love to answer the questions for you, but there's so many things I still don't know. I just know how wonderful the products are and how they work. So the best thing for you to get all your questions answered is to have a conversation with my friend. Now, if you put it like that, they're going to be much more likely to receive that image because that's the ink blot you've given them. That's the Rorschach impression that you've given them. It's not a scary one. It's something that they can interpret in terms that are familiar to them and say yes to. Another important thing, guys, about the language that we use is that we often unconsciously are actually setting ourselves up to receive a lot of no's. There are questions that are no questions. And for instance, if you say to someone, are you ready to enroll? Obviously, that leaves it open for a no right away. So how could you rephrase your closing question? Here's an example. Let's say you've answered a lot of positive things for them, and they're really excited, and now you realize that you should be asking for the order. Well, John, you know, it seems like we've answered all of your questions. The only thing that remains now is how soon you want to experience or you will experience that new energy, that slender body that you now want. Or it seems like we've answered all your questions. The only thing that remains now is how soon you will experience that freedom from that debt that hangs on your shoulders so heavily, that weighs on your shoulders so heavily right now. You see, you're assuming the sale automatically. They can still say no, but there's less of a likelihood for them to say no because you haven't set it up for them to say no. Always ask either-or questions. By the way, if you do go to an MMI, take note what they do at the very, very beginning, guys. It's part of the formula and never changes, no matter who's teaching it. They ask three enrolling questions. How many of you here would like to have more money in your life? Everybody's hand goes up. How many of you would like to have more happiness in your life? Everybody's hand goes up. How many of you would like to have more of both? Everybody's hand goes up. And then Harv or the trainer will say, well, you've come to the right place. Now, what they're doing is they are closing that audience from the first beat. And that's done by eliciting as many yeses as you possibly can when you're talking to people. So if you're talking to people about you're painting a picture of becoming a consultant. You've done so many wonderful things, so many pictures that are attractive. Touch base with the person during the conversation and actually ask questions like, it would be so wonderful to experience that extra time with your children on a Thursday afternoon to go for a walk instead of having to rush to your job, wouldn't it? That answer cannot get a no. That question cannot get a no. It's going to get a yes. So then you can continue. But if you ask three or four questions in the process and they all elicit a yes, and then at the end you ask or you make a statement that assumes that they're going to do this, the chances of your getting a yes are much, much higher. So I'm going to be going on to a Google Hangout very soon, but I do want to give you a few more really important things here. I want to assume now that we have a product user and go through a few steps for how you can build a gradient to get them more attuned to wanting to be a consultant. So, A, of course, when you're talking to them, you're going to paint an irresistible picture of the benefits of being a consultant. Rebates. Here's something that you could say to a person who says they just want to be a consultant, want to be a product user, that it really should elicit a yes. You know, when you start to feel great and look better than you have in years, you want to pay that forward to people that you care about, won't you? Sure, I would. Person said yes. Well, they don't know it, but they've actually said yes. They've gotten themselves closer to saying yes to being a consultant. Then you get permission and you show them the U plus two, them plus two. I'll repeat what I said before. The next thing is that you build their excitement and anticipation with every picture you paint so that they're strongly attracted. Like even before they get their package, you're building an excitement about what's going to come so that they're really, really getting jazzed up. Speak the best results that they're going to get into them in advance. Make them see and feel their physical transformation happening. And then as it starts to happen, encourage them to post on Facebook. Yes, they said they don't want to be a consultant. Well, that can also be phrased this way. Look, we're not going to be asking you to do anything that's uncomfortable for you or to work a business. It would just be wonderful and generous of you to let your friends who follow you and care about you see how you're progressing, to see what great results you're getting, you know, and maybe some of them are going to just approach you because they're going to really want that too. And if you could help some of them, you'd want to, wouldn't you? Now, what I would like to do now, guys, is give you what I call a bridge exercise that I want you to do on paper for yourself. The bridge is, I want you to think of all the things that you know are exciting about Isagenix and about being a consultant. I want you to write them down on a piece of paper. And then I want you to ask yourself, are there any things in here that are pictures that are vivid and exciting to me because I know them, but they may not be knowable at this stage to a person who's brand new, who hasn't even tasted a shake yet, and then create the bridge by imagining what they are familiar with and how what you have can look like what they want. How what you have can look like what they want. And when you do that, you will definitely be creating much more of a, you'll be raising the stakes for yourself and making it much more likely that people will be attracted to being consultants. I want to leave you with this question that you can ask yourself right after this call. What can I do right now that's powerful, positive, and productive that moves me in the direction of what I want most? What can I do right now that's positive, powerful, and productive that moves me in the direction of what I want most? And I have a lot more stuff, but I'm going to end with that because I'm already late for the other meeting that I have. And Kevin, if you want to open up the lines and see if what people are taking away.
Sounds terrific, Louis. What a great call. In true Louis DiBianco fashion, you've really kind of got us to dig deep, and I took a lot of notes and a lot of thoughts. So thank you for today's call, and I know you don't have much time, but we could field a couple of takeaways. So anybody like to step out and let Louis know how this is landing on them today?
It's Maura.
Hi, Maura.
Yeah, Louis, this is absolutely incredible. Like, I couldn't keep up with you. I'm trying to scribble notes down. I'm definitely going to be listening over and over to the recording, stopping, pausing, replaying, and fast-forwarding and all of that. I have a question for you. At the end, you described that bridging exercise. I thought that was brilliant. Can you give us one example of using that bridging exercise to, you know, create that relationship that they can form where they can become familiar with the unfamiliar?
Yeah, let me think about that for a second. So I'm talking to a person, and they tell me that, I'm really just going to create this. Let's say it's about money. And, okay, I'm talking to my school teacher. Here's a perfect example. And the school teacher is talking to me about the fact that he works so hard. And one of the things that really just really upsets him about that environment is they don't get any recognition. He has now painted a picture for me of something that he wants. And so one of the things that I will do when I mirror back to him and I speak to him is I will say, you know, when you share these products with other people and they begin to experience the health benefits that you're now enjoying, this company and everyone in it is going to publicly recognize you and show their appreciation in so many ways, not least of which is they're going to give you a financial reward, and then they're actually going to recognize you with perhaps with a phone call, perhaps by sending you an award, etc. So that person has told me they want recognition. So what I'm doing is taking what we have, being a consultant. There are many, many aspects to being a consultant that are great. But what is great for that person front of mind right now is the recognition. And so I will paint the picture so that what I have is going to look more and more like what he wants. And again, when I use that language, it could sound like, oh, isn't that manipulation? No, ask yourself, is it not true that we enjoy tremendous recognition in this company? Does that help, Maura? Maura? Hello?
Sorry, Louis, I was muted. My apologies.
Oh.
Yes, it does help. That was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, you really need to, what you need to do this exercise, Maura, is to really recall things that people might say to you. And then once you get really good at this, you'll do it on the spot. That's why it's all about listening, not about having a script in your head. Whatever they tell you, you're going to, I'm going to give you another example. I saw this happen, and it was the most mind-blowing thing. I was at an event in Vegas. You know what? I don't know if this thing is going to happen, this Google Hangout. I haven't received an invitation. I'm not going to worry about it. So I went to this event in Vegas led by a master. He's a hypnotist. His name is Marshall Stoffer. And he's also a personal development trainer. And the guy is brilliant. And he's very powerful and charismatic. And he was pitching something that was going to be of great benefit to people. But, of course, it was some training that had, you know, significant dollars, a tuition fee attached to it. And there was this gentleman there. A guy was really, you know, did not look prosperous. He was working class. And he said that he raised his hand and said he really wanted to, but there was no way in the world that he could afford this. So Marshall had him stand up, and he began to talk to him, and he started to elicit things and found out, what do you do? And he said, well, I run a fishing boat. And he says, right now, it's a terrible season. Things have happened, so there are very, very few people who want these fishing expeditions. So Marshall then asked him, how much does he charge for a fishing expedition? He told him. So then Marshall looked around the room, and he said, you know, I wonder if you could make a special offer to the people in this room right now to take advantage of what you have. They might want it, and offer them a really great price that would only be available here, and that would give you the money to do this course. And the guy, of course, had never thought of that. So what he wanted was people for his fishing boat. Well, lo and behold, the guy creates an offer. Seven or eight people said, we would love to do that. They committed to it. He now had the money to take the course. Now, Marshall could have stopped because he looked at the guy and bought his story. He's poor. He's struggling. He can't afford this. I'm going to back off. Right? But the more you look at the ways that what you have can satisfy exactly what they want, it's going to take some creativity and getting away from an agenda and a script. But the more you do it, the more likely you are to succeed at getting what you want. Make sense? Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, that was great.
And Maura, if you're muted.
Yeah, no, I'm not muted anymore, and that was fantastic. You really locked it in. And what I also like about that example is that Marshall, he was focused on the how, not on the why. He already knew what the value would be for this gentleman to be able to attend his program.
Ah, you hear that? That means that I'm going to have to go. Guys, I'm going to say goodbye. Have a fabulous day.
Lewis, thank you for a great call today, my friend. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Lewis.